executive session, and without objection, the chair is going to move back up to, on the agenda. We've kind of bounced around a little bit today. We had to move back up to payables, and we had to move back up to construction. So without objection, the chair is going to move back up to inauguration budget. Congressman Supernaw?
Gentlemen, I'd like to make a motion that the, I don't know how to word this, but the CA committee approves of the gaming enterprise paying whatever part of the, paying for the tent down there or anything else that they could be profitable business expense to gaming operation regarding the inauguration. Now, condense that down to something more sensible. That's the kind of motion I want to make.
Second.
Discussion.
To accept the, the tent offer from the casino?
Yeah.
That was, yes, that was Congressman Supernaw's motion and discussion, and I will let you know that they're only favorable of paying for the tent, and I will have to get with them on if that it covers flooring and air conditioners. I don't know. They said tent, and I don't want to take anything out of context and then say, well, we just said that it was the tent. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, in our discussion, you mentioned they were going to furnish the chairs.
Oh, the chair, the chairs those, are, yes.
There's not enough chairs in Skagit to fill a tent that size, so they're going to have to bring them in from other casinos. That's going to be an expense to them.
They are, but that was part of, they told me that they have the 400 chairs for seating, that they have those. I don't know if they're bringing them in from other properties or I don't know what that is, but they assured me that there would be no expense for the chairs and there would be no expense for the stage and that they have some decor we can look at for if we want to dress the tent up a little bit. They have the tables as well for the reception in the ballroom. They have the cocktail tables, which are the stand-ups, and they have round tables, and they have table coverings. And they mentioned, I already told you, that they would like their logo put on the back of the invitations. And that doesn't, of course, include the cost that out of the money, the $10,000 we have, the $5,000 for sure that we know executive has, possibly more. We don't know that yet until Jason gets back with us. But we would have to pay for the invitations. We would need to be paying for the catering. And they will block a specific amount of rooms for Congress men and women and chief and assistant chief elect if they want to get rooms. And then after a certain time, they want to release those rooms to the general public. And they suspect that they will fill up every room for the weekend.
Well, do you think the motion's adequate then? Because I think I said pay for the tent or whatever other expense they
deem for the problem. Tent, for the, that relates to the tent, yes. Yeah.
Other would include the public address system as well?
We can't think of everything, so I just thought whatever they think is profitable to them, I mean, you know,
I've never been on the subcommittee. Do you all pay the speaker, Shannon? Have you all?
2 years ago, we did not. I think we gave them a penalty.
No,
we've
never paid.
I think that was it.
Okay. There's a motion on the floor with a second.
I know.
It's your turn to talk.
So, first of all, I need to know, did we reach out and ask the casino to sponsor this?
No.
The casino offered to sponsor it?
Yes. And their contact? No. At the time, we didn't even know that the chief's office didn't have the money to pay for it. At the time, I had not even met with the chief's office.
So Casino just decided on their own to volunteer to have a tent for it?
Well, they knew that we were under, I had gone to look at the Sky Tube property, and I had spoke with Kim and Erica, who knew that we were probably gonna have to get a tent because they had paid for a tent before in the past for things that they've done. They knew that that was gonna be really expensive. They did, at the time, Shannon, they didn't know what our budget was, and they didn't know what the executive budget was, and I didn't know what our budget was, or executive budget. I had no idea. I didn't know that we didn't have the money. And they didn't know that we didn't have the money.
Okay. Well, hey, I don't know that we don't have the money because we're not waiting to find out. I think we have a lot of money in our budget that we can move over if we needed to. But I just want to make clear that in the past, we actually rented the room, paid the casino to rent the room out of the government fund, and then they
motion to, what did you say, encourage or?
No, request.
Request.
What?
Well, I'm not really sure what. My motion just notifies the committee that we approve of that, but we're not requesting or directing them to pay it. I think you're trying to amend it where we request them to do it. Is that right?
Because I didn't vote. I was the lone no voter to move this to a Saturday event. Because here's one of the reasons I voted though. Because I knew this was gonna happen. It was gonna cost more money to move it to a Saturday, anticipating that 100 more people would come. And I knew that we were gonna be arguing around over the cost. And that's what it's come to. So, you know, I'm fine with us going back to Ponca City and using the $15,000 that we for sure have, $10,000 of the legislative and $5,000 of executive, and we'll put just as many chairs in there as we did 4 years ago. And if we have to have people standing in the hallway or out on the gaming floor, and we filled every single chair and we can only put so many people in there, going that route. I am fine with that. But I knew this is what it was going to come to, and I didn't want that to happen. But We are now complaining over the cost of inauguration, but we wanted to move it to a Saturday so that more people could attend. And with that comes a bigger price tag. That's all I'm saying. So let's just go back to Ponca City.
Well, you're putting words in my mouth.
It's right here. Eli, did you hear that? He's looking it up. And the other option is just appropriating the money and keeping the casino out of it. But whether or not it comes from the executive branch budget or if it comes from the general treasury, it's still the Osage people's money. And I'm tired of pointing fingers at one branch. It, for that matter, I don't even know that we budgeted enough money. $5,000 more, yes, that's true. But we also, on our own, on this body, changed the date of inauguration to fall on a weekend. So if we had that planned, I think that we would have put more than $10,000 in the budget.
Is there a motion?
Speaker?
Can I just ask him, is there a motion on the floor? And I just want to know.
Yes,
I'm not even, I can't even follow what the discussion is to the motion right now. So what, can I have the motion repeated?
That we would allow for if the casino, if the casino wants to
pay for the tent rental for the inauguration.
Rent the tent for the inauguration, that this committee allows them to do so.
And what they deem is profitable. The motion was to do whatever they deem is profitable to them.
Yes. And whatever they deem is profitable for them is what Congressman Sippin on.
That's what you stated?
I can't repeat, please.
But there wasn't a second.
Yes, there was. Congressman Dixon, second.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you repeat that, Shannon or Dana?
Yes. It was a motion for the CA committee to do the approval for the gaming enterprise to pay for the tent rental for the inauguration and what they deem as profitable for them.
What other?
What other?
Congressman Mason?
Read the first part of that motion.
It was for the CA committee to approve the gaming enterprise paying for the tent rental for the inauguration for 2018 and what other expenses they deem as profitable for them.
Is that meaning that's why she's bringing up the logo, like the advertisement?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to put it on the...
Okay, but your motion was as deemed profitable, meaning a little bit of advertisement?
Yeah, my motion, I thought, was to notify the subcommittee that we approve of it.
Yes.
And we're not directly
telling
the casino to pay for it.
Subcommittee.
Yeah. Okay, you need to, yeah, that part's not in there. So you're not even making a full decision. You're reporting to the subcommittee that that is your recommendation.
Yeah, as far as we're concerned, we're
okay. So we are really going round and round for just to be reporting to a committee. Mm-hmm. And that committee's going to have to go round and round again. So I think you should just vote on that now.
Either this committee approves of the casino paying for the tent or they don't. And if this committee feels like it, we'll just go to Ponca and not and skip Sky Team, because I'm almost done with Sky Team, seriously. I'm so not.
Okay, well, let's just get through this. But who is the subcommittee? Can I ask that real quick?
Otto, Shannon, myself, Jane Harris, and Jason's on. Well, this committee is in charge of the inaugural budget from our end. So it needs to be decided here so that the subcommittee knows what they're doing. They're either working with a newly submitted appropriation to make up the difference, or they know that they have $15,000 to work with for other things and they're working with the casino. And then we put it off another week.
Okay, here he is.
Eli.
Madam Chair,
budgeted was $40,000. To date, we've spent roughly $1,700, which leaves about $38,000 remaining in the budget. However, $5,000 of that is for the Women in Leadership Conference, which we've expended no money for. It's coming up next 2 weeks. And the $25,000 that is for hearings, conventions, and meetings, you're about to take a hit out of that per session. So I don't know what's encumbered, or what we would call encumbered out of those funds, but it's not $38,000. I can say that in addition, in August of last year, you had about $19,000 remaining of the $25,000. So typically there is a larger portion left over at the end of the fiscal year, but I don't know what that amount's gonna be.
Congressman Mason?
Just as a point of order, I think the motion that we have and that I seconded, all this is a flow through from us, this committee, to the subcommittee.
Yes.
Call for the vote.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor with a second. Dana, can you read the motion, please?
The original motion. The original motion is, it was a motion to notify the subcommittee that the Congressional Affairs Committee approves of the gaming enterprise paying for the tent rental for the 2018 inauguration and what other expenses they deem as profitable for them.
Is everyone clear on the motion? Do we have an amendment?
Uh-huh.
Shannon made an amendment. Did it get a second?
That's what I was told.
Oh, no. Congressman Mason had seconded Cuggy's motion.
On the original. Okay,
so I didn't hear an amendment.
Can you reread your amendment to the motion, please? Okay. Withdraw her motion or amendment. Okay, all those in roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Supernell?
Yes.
Chair Goodfox?
Yes. The motion carries. Is there a second?
You said the total is 15,000, right?
Mm-hmm. 38.
We don't have. Oh, you have 15,000 left after the
38. Oh. There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Sorry, I didn't. How much did she say?
15. Oh. And if I'm in support of this because we do not know what. Blankets are going to cost, what the food is going to cost, and if we don't know who we're going to ask to be our speaker, and if the subcommittee decides to give that person a blanket, or we don't know if the subcommittee is going to decide to have, 1 year we had someone that sang, yeah, correct, played music, we don't know what we're going
to
do for them.
$1,000 is sufficient to do what we did in the past.
Okay. I'm in favor of the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh. All right. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Dana, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. You're good. Congressman Mason.
Just want to add three sites that could be considered. Maybe we considered it before, but we have three new arbors and new buildings, and I'm talking about Gray Horse or Hominy or Pawhuska under the arbor in July. Doesn't need air conditioning under there. It's relatively cool. We dance under there. We're gonna be under there July 1 anyways dancing. Pawhuska. It's just a thought that you might want to consider. That's all. Just
okay. Oh, not to have air conditioning in the tent?
No, do it all under the arbor.
Oh, did he say doing it at one of the arbors?
Do it under the arbor. Can't get any more Osage than that. Amen. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Oh, man. We ought to revisit this.